Hey guys, it's Brianna here. Welcome to another episode of Oh Brother, your favorite Big Brother podcast, where I'm joined by my Big Brother obsessed friends to chat all things BB. Listen as we discuss all of the alliances, backdoors, and twists you love to watch. Plus, we'll let you in on some live feed moments that you may have missed. Enjoy!
Can I first start off by saying rest in peace to Julie's Bob?
Oh my gosh, rest in peace to Bobbiana. Although she said that
Bobbiana.
That's what Taylor called it. But
Juju Bob.
Julie said actually she refers to her Bob as Robert. So rest in peace to Robert.
How the Bob. Original.
I'm so glad Robert was gone. Yeah, on Twitter. She said I call
Julie
him Bobbert.
Julie has a different personality online.
I know. She's funny. I feel like, I don't know. Sometimes we get the old Julie Chen here and there, but for the most part, I feel like she's been boring.
We get robotic Chen.
Yeah, occasionally we get some glimpses
of
the old Julie. The Chen bot.
The Chen bot, yeah.
I have to say, before we jump into this episode, the first thing that I noticed was, and I'm sure this has been this way for a while, but they don't play the intro that package that often, so I didn't notice it, but they took Luke out and they took him off the memory wall too, which I'm not surprised by, but I just happened
to notice
it.
You know when they did that?
I don't know. This is the first time I noticed that he wasn't in it, because honestly, to be frank, most of the time when I'm watching the episodes, I skip over the recap part in the beginning, so I'm like, I already know what happened. So sometimes I'll skip over the intro package, but for this episode, for some reason I didn't. And I just happened to notice that they took him out. Which, like, honestly, good riddance.
I wish we paid attention, because I wonder if they went back in the Paramount episodes that when you watch them back,
maybe.
If they took it out, because I know shows do that.
Yeah. I bet you for, I don't know. Because they don't include
that. Well, Taylor Swift did it
with
one of her albums.
True.
She went back when it was already published. And change the words.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they did. Who knows? But yeah, I just felt like I wanted to point that out. On the memory wall, it was convenient, though, because it has an even number of, like, tiles. And so they probably were just planning to not put Kirsten on there because she was first out. But then, obviously, all that stuff happened with
Kirsten?
Luke, so they swatched
someone
out. You
Which
said this
Kirsten?
Last time when I brought her up. She was the first boot. She was the one who was, like, playing too hard, too fast in the first episode.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. And she was like, what do you mean?
Good old Kirsten. I think, like, Riley and all of them were after her.
Oh, yeah. But yeah.
I just thought I would mention that in case anyone else didn't notice it either.
Rip to Kirsten, who apparently was on the show.
Sorry, Kirsten. Sorry. It's that Keke
you
Palmer
know why?
Meme. Sorry to that man. Right.
Oh my God, I can't. I didn't even know that was Keke Palmer, to be honest.
Yeah.
I only heard the audio on TikTok.
Sorry to this man.
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is. I mean, he could be walking down the street. I wouldn't know a thing. Sorry to this man.
If I saw this man walking down the street, I wouldn't know a thing. I love her so much.
I know that audio. I was thinking, because I was like, why is there an odd number? I forgot that Ceree wasn't originally counted.
Yeah, she was number 17.
Yeah, to throw people off.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, let's jump right in.
Anywho's.
HOH Comp was the rocket ship We Come in Pieces, which I thought was a funny title, competition. And
I feel like We Come in Pieces. That's, like, clever. Like, I need them to do
I need them to get their...
I don't want no meatball shit.
They need
Sorry,
to get their
I'm
pun
so early
game
in the
up.
Episode. I'm already swearing.
That's okay. If Josh deserves
Joshua,
it.
My mom sent me a text last night. Guess what he's already doing? I go, let me guess. Crying. She's like, yep.
No,
she sent me a whole 2-minute video of Josh crying throughout the episode on the challenge. I go, mom, I don't want to see a 2-minute video of him crying.
You must be sick of the two of us, because I also sent you that video of Josh the other day with the pots and pans, that, like, throwback clip.
Oh, no, I don't get sick of Josh, like, as a person, really. I mean, yeah, he's annoying, but, like, if it's something funny like that, oh, heck yeah, I'll watch that. I think that's hysterical. I'd do the same. Well, I wouldn't do it, but I'd crack up. But I don't want to just watch a video of some grown baby man, grandchild, crying on a competition show.
Right. He loves the waterworks.
And he wasn't even, like, no reason to cry. He was just getting emotional for no reason. He starts talking to himself in the diary room / testimony room, whatever they call it on the challenge. And he just starts crying. I'm like, dude.
Good old Josh. Gotta love him.
We're going to run out of film.
I liked this competition. What did you think? I
I
like that
too.
we got a
I liked it.
puzzle. Like, we haven't gotten one in a while.
I like that it wasn't only just a puzzle, but I mean, I know they were only running back and forth, but it was also speed.
Yeah. And like, it wasn't just fitting the pieces together, it was also like matching up the images on the
Yeah,
outside,
like,
which I thought was
well, because
cool.
some of them didn't even realize. Who was it that said they didn't even
Mimi.
realize that? It
Oh,
wasn't Mimi. She was like,
yeah.
oh, I was just fitting them together. And then I realized the stuff on the outside and I went, well,
And then Bowie's
know.
strategy was like build it on the ground first and then move it over. And I was like, girl, do not pull a Caitlyn. Do you remember when
If
Caitlyn did
you're
that?
fast enough to do that, then yes. But a lot of those people start taking their time. And then I'm like, by the time you figure it out, yeah, you figured it out first, but you got to move it over.
Well, do you remember what happened to Caitlyn when she did that?
Didn't you like do that and then like couldn't put it up there?
Yeah, she couldn't lift it. And then she
Yeah.
freaked out. And I was like, Bowie, do not pull a Caitlyn.
I think it's a lot more brain power than people think to do that because not only for this puzzle, I should say specifically, it wasn't just normal puzzle pieces. It was like 3D, like three-dimensional like pieces. So you're not just building it, but or not just like figuring out the puzzle, but you have to like maneuver it piece by piece and keep track of where you're putting them.
Yep.
So I feel like that's just more work in the
See,
long
I
run.
like to think I would be good at something like this, but I feel like it's one of those things until you start doing it, you don't really know.
Oh, I know it for a fact. I'll sit here and go, yeah, I'd be good at that. I guarantee you Felicia would have lasted longer than me
Felicia was
balancing that
struggling.
cup. I'm saying, like,
I think the people who were closest like to Cameron that were kind of like giving him a run for his money were Blue, Matt, and Jag. I mean, Matt was literally neck and neck with him at the end. I was so pissed that Matt
I felt
missed
so
it by like a
bad because,
second.
right? Has Matt won HOH yet? No, right?
No. No,
No
he's
one
won
vetoes.
veto and he won that like America voted competition where he got the power.
Oh, yeah, true.
Which I don't even really count that because he only went against three other people. But it's annoying because he actually had his done first, except for the top piece, but he couldn't get it to because all his pieces weren't super even. He couldn't get it
He
to
was
fit
like
in.
struggling to get it to fit.
But Cam's, he made it sure his was like really even, which like honestly is probably part of his like military training. He's used to everything having to be perfect. So when he got up to the top, he could just slot that top piece in and he was done.
Well, also, you got to think, Big Brother has a lot of those like stacking challenges or puzzle challenges where they all have to be nearly perfect. Because if not, at the end, you're going to be struggling. Like, remember how they stack? What was that challenge where they had to stack as many pieces up?
Oh, like the,
Whatever
I
it
think they
was.
were flowers this season on
Yeah, the
that
flowers.
platform. Yep.
Stuff like that. You have to make sure they're all precise. Same with the miniature challenge and this and that. And you have to be precise with some things. And I think they're used to that now.
Yeah. Unfortunately for Matt, it didn't work out. What did you think of the fact that Cam, first time back, resurrected? There he is, HOH.
Good for him. Go Cam.
Honestly, he has proven himself to be a competition beast. I think that's very clear
Good.
to everybody. And he has literally been on the block or HOH every week. So basically, every single week that he hasn't been HOH, he's been on the block. Every other week, he's been HOH, which is insane.
Honestly, though, if he gets to the end, I think it's going to be very hard for someone to go against him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. With the resume that he has.
That's what I'm
But
saying. Like,
I will say that Felicia went on a rant on the feeds, and I don't think it made the episode, but she went on a
shocker.
rant on the feeds. I know Felicia loves her rants, and she knows that she loves them too, so she's self-aware at least.
Have to
But it
come up
was
with a word, not Cliff Notes.
Felicia's
Files.
fury. I don't know, something like that.
Felicia Files.
The
Like
Felicia
forensic files,
files. Oh my
Felicia
God,
files.
love that.
Oh my God, it sounds like pedophile, but Felicia file. Oh, okay, don't think of
Okay, n no, we'll workshop it. We'll workshop it.
the Felicia militia. That's the
That don't
army name.
make sense. That don't make sense. I what about Felicia's Fury?
Like it.
Or Felicia don't give a fuck. I like
Facts.
that one.
The
Felicia
Felicia
facts.
facts. Yeah.
Yes.
Here we go. The
Okay.
epiphany we
There we
just
go. There we
had.
go. Okay,
Felicia
got it,
facts.
got it. The Felicia
Hashtag
facts.
Felicia facts.
So Felicia was spouting some Felicia facts, and she was basically going on a rant about how Cam has no personal connections outside of being HOH, and nobody, she was like, every other week when he's not HOH, he's nominated. And she's like, when he's HOH, they all want to be buddy buddy with him. When he's not HOH, he's sitting around the house alone because he has no friends and he has a terrible social game and all this stuff. And I was like, you know what, Felicia, you're not wrong.
Talk about how he had to battle his way back because well, everybody was against him.
Yeah.
He has no personality. He's such a follower. I just sit back and I watch him. And he wonders why he didn't naturally connect. His only connection is being HOH.
Mm-hmm.
That's what keeps people in the room with him. When he's not HOH, they don't stay in the room with
Mm-mm.
him. And then as soon as he makes HOH, they get back in the room with him. I hope y'all is catching all of this. He ain't no damn player. He is not a master player. He has no personality. He has no nothing. He doesn't draw people to him. The only thing he has is the ability to win competitions. And half these guys aren't playing because they don't want to win, because they don't want to have to show their hand, because they don't want to piss anybody off. And then next week,
yep.
won't nobody hold a conversation with him. And he'll be sitting down here staring in windows again.
Mm-hmm.
And still blaming everybody else for why he ain't got no game. And what he doesn't realize is the real something is you don't naturally connect to people. And you can't blame other people for that.
Yep.
That's what he struggles with is the social game.
I kind of agree with
him,
but
at
the same time, if he makes it all the way to the end, like...
They can't argue with the resume.
They can't. And, like, the thing is, it's like, yes, he might not be as social as some of the other players, but... People like Felicia, for example, I'm not trying to be rude, I'm just spitting facts, but Felicia kind of needs to rely on her social game.
Well, that's the thing. She has the exact opposite game of Cam.
Exactly, and I think it's hard for her to understand, which I do get. You have to have both, but at the same time, we have to keep in mind, once someone nominates someone X amount of times, or X amount of people nominate somebody or don't like somebody, it's easy to go along with the house. So... And I honestly don't think that Matt, Jag, Blue have a strong dislike towards Cameron. I think it was just what was right for their alliance. Naturally, he was going against him. He was on the other side. I don't think that means he doesn't have a personal connection with anybody.
I think it's a little
on
of both.
The wrong side.
Yeah.
And yes.
I think a lot of them are starting to come around to Cameron right now, which is good for him. And like, hopefully he can
foster
some of those
relationships.
He can
turn around. He still has time.
Yeah. He definitely still has time, and I think he's doing a good job. I still don't like the guy and would like to see him go, but I can't argue with the fact that, like, he's a comp beast. And based upon competitions alone, he definitely deserves to win Big Brother. Do I think he will? At this point, I still don't. I feel like he's such a threat at this point that if anyone gets the opportunity to take him out, they probably will, and they should. But... If give them a couple weeks and they may miss their opportunity because
exactly
right now they're down to what, 9? And when it gets down to 7 people or less, everybody can beat some veto. So there's no backdooring him at that point.
Yep.
And you know he's gonna win a fucking veto after veto after veto. So they need to, if they want to get him out, basically they need to do it now or never.
Yeah.
So we shall see what the future holds for Cameron, but you know him, he's a beast. He comes back resurrected, day one, wins HOH, because why wouldn't he? It's Cameron.
Good. Good for him, though, honestly. Like, as much as I didn't like him in the beginning, like, I'm the last person to be like, hey, listen, go Cam. But, like, honestly, the past few weeks, I've been thoroughly enjoying him.
I mean, I like, said it last episode. Around. I said it last episode, the only time you will catch me rooting for Cameron is when it's to get Jared out. So I did root for him last week. This week, I can't say I'm doing
time's
the same.
Up.
his time's up in my book, but we'll see. I don't know. Maybe I'll come around.
I don't know. He's higher than me, than America right now, so.
Ooh, America.
What, you going to tell her? Tell her. I don't care.
I'll tell her. I'll call her up. I have her on speed dial.
I know where you can find her, in the shower.
Probably. In the shower or in that
corner
bed.
Can we talk
bed?
About how Felicia was dragging her mic again once that scene happened? I'm like, this girl, this is why she needs so many microphones. She's dragging it around in the bathroom.
You know production has a list of like expenses they're going to deduct from her stipend after this season.
Oh, definitely. They're going to go, okay, you're going to give this much money from us every paycheck.
Yeah, it's like minus $120 times
or if she
eight
wins, they're gonna take her money away.
Oh, that's the thing. They're going to deduct. They'll be like, oh, Felicia winning the 700K grand prize. And then Julie's going to be like, well, where'd the other 50K go? And they're going to be like, well, it went to the mics that she broke, the seasoning she asked for, the extra
Yeah, the
meat she asked
950,
for, all those other
right?
groceries she requested, and the
Julie,
tea
that's
bag she
economy.
wanted.
For real, she's gonna go, wait a damn minute. That's what she's gonna say.
I love her so much, though. I mean, I
She's
just
funny.
can't. Her personality just
She's
cracks
like
me
the
up.
rock star of this season.
Oh my God, yeah. Ugh,
Right?
she's too good. Too good.
Too good.
A couple flashbacks that we saw during the HOH comp were, which kind of like led to some of the conversations that happened this week, were America telling Matt and Blue about Felicia and Mimi approaching her to work together and claiming she didn't notice Cameron was there, even though he was fucking
Oh
sitting
my
in
God, that
front of
was
her.
so funny. He didn't even do anything. He wasn't even trying to hide. He was just sitting.
He was just sitting there, and she's like talking candidly, and then she was like, "Oh, I didn't realize Cameron was there." What do you mean you didn't realize? He's sitting right there. That
Like, he's not
confused me.
hiding.
Right. It's not like he was like in the corner or like out of her line of sight. He was literally right there.
I think she knew he was there, but she didn't put two and two together. Like, hey, stop
Hey, don't
talking.
say this in front of him. Yeah.
Yeah, stupid
And
people.
then they also showed that
That's
clip
like,
of,
who was it on? Was it Celebrity Big Brother?
oh my
When,
gosh,
or was it regular
Lolo
season when someone just, yeah, just walked in there and she
and
went, oh,
Tamar. That was so funny.
yeah,
That
I've been
lives in my
hysterical. I gotta
head
watch that video
rent-free,
again.
that clip. She literally walks in, oh, our final two. And Tamar was like, oh, final two. And she was like, oh, we meant final three. She's like, don't fucking lie to me. You didn't see me sitting here.
Tamar ain't stupid.
No, that's why she fucking won that season.
Lolo and I have a final two, so now we have to make it Big Brother official and think of a bomb name.
We have to think of a final two name. Final two. We have to think of a name. What is that face for?
Oh my God. How can I not check the room? That is like rule number one. Check the room before you open up your big mouth.
I don't have no final two name.
Did you say final two?
That is what the you said.
Did I do?
Yes, God. Natalie didn't know my ass was in the room. She gonna come in here and talk about, we gotta come in here and think of a final two.
Bye,
we gotta come in a final two night.
I knew you were. I knew you were in here.
Bitch, it's been a day today.
She been talking about, oh, girl, we gotta find us a name for our final two. I was like, yes, I know the name of the final two. Busted.com. Y'all busted. Okay?
For
real.
So funny.
That was hysterical. Lolo's so bad at those games,
I
too.
know. I can't stand her.
Same.
Also, Jared asking Cameron to protect Ceree on his way out was one of the flashbacks.
I didn't even catch that either.
Yeah, he basically was like, listen, the only person I really care about in this game is Ceree. He didn't say, obviously, their connection, but he was like, you need to protect her. And Cam was like, all right, bet. So, I mean, it seems like he's thinking about it because he
I
hasn't
want
really said
Ceree
Ceree's
and
name at
Cam to
all.
work together.
That would be a duo. I mean, she's controlling the social game that's happening. He wins all the comps. Could happen.
Good, it could.
They've been having a lot of conversations on feeds, so you never know.
Cam and Ceree? Well, it's because she's not a physical threat. She's just a social threat. But as of right now, she really got nobody.
She has no one, and that's the thing. And I think,
So I think that's why he's like, why waste my time?
and Jared like primed her for primed Cameron for that a little bit. So they've had a couple convos. Oh my gosh, they had a lot of like funny little moments in this episode. Mimi trying to figure out who Emily Dickinson was
Oh my
cracked me
God, I
up.
can't. When they
And
were
side
going
note,
in the
yeah,
episode.
they were putting up like the check marks and like the little X's saying like, yeah, this is right, this is wrong. My thing being in the Big Brother house would be I would be the only reason I would miss my phone is because I couldn't Google stuff.
True.
That would drive me absolutely insane. Like, imagine not
Right?
being able to Google, like, who
Who
starred
is
in
Emily
XYZ
Dickinson?
movie or like, what quote from like blah 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 episode or like I don't know.
Or is Felicia related to Denzel Washington?
See? Could have Googled it.
Well, that's why I like that show Claim to Fame. You can't have anything because all you want to do is look up actors, celebrities, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then one kid snuck in his phone, Chuck Norris's grandson, and he got kicked out.
Good. He should. We also had Mimi disinfecting the house with her funk be gone. That would be me. But I also was like, girl, you can't just spray it and walk away. Like, she's spraying way too much. And she's just leaving wet doorknobs everywhere. I'm like, you got to wipe it down.
I bet she did after.
Maybe, yeah. Hopefully she went back through. And then when she was spraying the couches, I was like, girl, that's going to soak into the fabric. You need to do like a light layer right before bed. Because if somebody goes and sits on that, and get them all gross. But I don't know. She was going crazy with the disinfectant.
Listen, honestly, the way people live in, I don't blame her.
That's like, true. They have like bedrooms, ants and all that shit too.
And I'm like, ugh.
Yeah, that is true.
Like what I would do when I first get in that house, I'd be like, who's cleaning here?
Oh my God, I know. I would set up a chore chart. They said they were going to set one up. I don't think they ever did though.
No, like not like who's cleaning. Like, who is clean?
Oh, yeah,
here?
We're all doing
those are only
together.
My roommates.
Yeah, that's smart. You know, I'm in New Hampshire right now with my family, and the first thing I do when I get here, unpack my bag. I hate living out of a suitcase. I put all my shit in my drawer. I put everything where it needs to go.
Are you for real?
All my shoes, all my bags.
I live living out of a suitcase.
No. I hate it.
Oh, my God. Where are they? See, I'm the opposite.
I don't want anything in the room.
I get that. Like, I'll take stuff out and put them in the drawer sometimes.
That's what I do.
But, like, I'm one of those people where I'm like, I don't want anything in the room. I want it to look the way we walked into it. I want the bed made. I want this.
I do that, but I put, like, I take all my stuff out of my suitcase, all my backpack, whatever, put my suitcase, my backpack, my shoes, all that shit in the closet, and I put all my stuff in the drawers. So, like, everything has its place, and, like, my room is nice and neat. Because your girl does not want to live out of a suitcase, and I don't want to have shit all on top of my dresser. My nightstand's got to be nice and clean. So I think I would go crazy probably in the Big Brother house.
Makes sense. I can't argue that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Speaking of Sari, though, when she was saved by the DR from Corey talking about Survivor all the time.
Oh my God, I'm laughing.
Crack me up. She is sick of his shit. And I think he thinks that she likes the Survivor talk, so he keeps bringing it up. And she's like, Corey, I'm so sick of it.
I think she doesn't mind it, but I think it's because it's him. She already doesn't really care for him.
And it's like, I think it's just getting old, too, because he brings
it up all the time. All the time. Like, it's different. Like,
America talking about her washing machine style kissing.
Nasty.
I was like, girl. She was like, I finally learned how because my ex finally told me that I don't kiss right. I was like, girl. Come on.
Why are you sharing this on national television?
And now she's giving Corey lessons. I'm like, you've only been kissing right for a year. Should you really be giving Corey any lessons?
First off, who gives lessons?
She was like, no. What? Fix that. Do this. Fix this. Do this better. She's like giving him tips. I was like, this poor kid.
How is she going to give him tips if she don't know how to do nothing?
That's what I was saying. But them two, they are consistently the most cringy showmans ever. Like,
at first I thought it was cute.
Sometimes they're
then,
cute. Yeah, sometimes they're like, cute. No. Other times, like, massive cringe. But they are made for each other. They're both, like, goofy, cringy weirdos. So yeah. It works. It works for them.
Yeah.
You know what Shauna said, which I thought was hilarious? So people have already compared Corey to Timmy Turner on Twitter because of his pink hat and his pink shirt. And she was like, America is literally Trixie. So it makes sense.
Oh my God, true. Tell me I'm pretty.
Literally, tell me I'm pretty. She's got the little like purple coordinated outfit, the eyeliner, the eyeshadow, the dark hair. I'm like, she's literally America. The perfect parallel. But back to the game talk. So obviously Cam's HOH. Jag, Matt, and Cam meet and form the Fugitives Alliance.
Which, I think those are a good name.
Which is funny. Like, I get it. Boys love to make a boys club alliance, and they love to make final three alliances. So I can't say I'm super surprised. And I think Jag and Matt at this point are like, you know what? If we can't beat Cam, we can't get him out. We need to join him because he's winning all the competitions. And I think it's a good strategy on their part. I guess we'll see how long they stick with it. They've already had a few conversations on the feeds about, okay, when is the right time to cut Cameron? Because like they know they can't keep him around for too long.
Honestly,
otherwise, it's gonna
I would keep
thing.
Him around long enough because everybody's gonna go after him. Why do they gotta do it? So can be on their hands.
They gotta give it like a couple weeks, I think.
Milk it out. Let him help win, and you know.
They have their little meeting and they're throwing out names. Jag mentions Mimi, Cam mentions Felicia, Matt mentions Sari. Cam also mentions Corey.
The one time I watched Feeds, it was a conversation between Matt and Jag. And Matt was like, yeah, I was in the kitchen and Mimi was looking over the game room, like where the chessboard is upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a noise. I was talking about Cam. And we heard a noise and we look up and Mimi's just like eavesdropping. And then Jag goes, just get rid of her. Like, kick her the F out or something he said. And I'm like, oh my God, this is funny.
She was creeping. I mean, that's what you do in the Big Brother. You have nothing better to do. You can't watch TV. You can't go on Twitter. You gotta creep. I'll be doing the same thing. So Cameron has lots to think about after their conversation because lots of names got thrown out. He has a conversation with Corey. And Corey, I think, he's starting to get messy because he goes to Cameron and he's talking about how comfortable he
messy
feels.
Messy-fessy.
And
that's what they call messy-fessy. Messy
Corey. He's saying how comfortable he feels and that I need you to win. He's telling Cam, I need you to win more competitions, get some of these people out, blah, blah. And Cameron's over here like...
Who said that?
Corey. And Cameron's over here like, why does Corey feel so comfortable? He's like a little suspicious about it. And Blue also throws Corey's name out as somebody who Cam should target. So he's getting his wheels turning a little bit about, okay, I don't know if I trust Corey so much.
He's not stupid. Like, even when Red was still around, like, even earlier, like, he was very smart, him and Red. They're good observers.
His thing is, like, I think he has a pretty good read on the house, but then there are a few things that I think he knows that are happening, but he's in denial about it. It's like the first time when he tried to get Felicia out and the vote flipped. He kept saying, no, Felicia's going. No, Felicia's going. Meanwhile, everyone's telling him Felicia's not going home. And he just was in denial about it. So, like, I think he sees things, but he just chooses not to sometimes. Like, he wants to think that, like, his perfect world is going to work out how he plans it. But what did you think of his conversation with Felicia? It was, like, very intense.
I go, not even going to lie to you. Like, I'm going to tell you exactly word for word what I was talking to my mom. They were having this conversation. I go, Mom, I paused it when this episode came out. Was this the first? Yeah. I paused it. I go, Mom, I guarantee you she's going to get offended. I said, I can guarantee you. Cameron had valid reasoning. He said, your social game is great. I don't want you in the jury because I know you won't vote for me. Like, that's literally the name of the game. Like, he wasn't even being disrespectful, in my opinion.
No, he's doing his straight up game thing that he always does.
He's like, hey, listen, you're a really good competitor. I want to get you out. Like, I'm being honest with you.
He literally called her the greatest persuader in the house.
Yeah. And I said, Mom, I guarantee you that she's going to say she's offended by something he said. Little, right when I press play, I'm offended by that. Like, oh, my God. I'm like, these people, I don't understand. He just complimented you, saying you're a really good game player and he doesn't want you in because you're so good. And you go, I'm offended. Okay, you're shit. Leave. Like, what do you want him to say?
He was like, you're the greatest persuader in the house. And then immediately she started trying to persuade him that it was Sari. And he was like, see, you're doing it right now.
Yeah.
I think, like, there was nothing really she could have said at that point, but the whole conversation was so intense and awkward.
Well, she made it intense. She's like, I'm going to be honest. Like,
she's like, why have we never talked game?
Like, why? You don't have any social game because you don't talk to me. I go, did it not cross your mind that maybe he didn't want to talk to you?
Right. Maybe he didn't feel comfortable for some reason.
But like, say he just didn't want to be in alliance with her.
Mm-hmm.
Done. Like,
she did as a last ditch effort. Promise him her jury vote, which I thought was smart. Again, I don't think anything she could have said
early on,
but to try to save herself from the block, I think it was smart to be like, listen, if I make it to jury and you're in one of those final two seats, I'll promise you my jury vote. But then in the DR, she's saying, I can promise Cam my jury vote because I know he's not going to be in the final two. And I was like, Miss Fee, you are savage. I love it though.
Divine. My mom didn't know she was in the, what was she, in the Air Force, right?
Yeah.
I was like, Ma, she's a veteran. She goes, what are you talking about? I go, she was in the Air Force. She goes, what?
No, she's badass. You can't mess with her.
I go, Ma, did you not hear this in the first episode? She goes, I didn't know that.
That's why she was so cool, calm, and collected in that POV comp. We'll talk about that next. But
she mentioned it in one of the episodes. She said something about like her time in the service or something. My mom goes, what is she talking about? I go, Mom, she was in the service. She goes, no, she wasn't.
Hell yeah, she was. Like,
I'm like, well, you're not watching the same show as me. Like,
she's not paying close.
I'm like, that's the only reason I have respect for her right now.
Meanwhile, Cam has a conversation with Mimi and basically tells her, you're not the target, but cryptically hints that she's a pawn by saying, I think you know the vibe.
Yeah, like what?
Which is so funny. Cam, this is one of the reasons why Cam pisses me off. He tries too hard with his like cryptic cult leader shit that he does. I'm like, just say it. Either be straight up Cam, like he sometimes is, or just don't say anything. Like he comes out with these cryptic things.
Worry about. I think it's because he knew he saw the end in sight and now he doesn't yet. So he's trying to think of, I think, his actions and their consequences and
like try to backtrack.
Yeah, and I don't think he wants to say you're safe because he didn't know.
And of course we know that he nominates both Felicia and Mimi. Not a shocker. I think there was some question if he was gonna nominate Corey, but I don't think anyone was surprised that those were his like initial nominations.
No.
At the top of the second episode, we find out that the final four conversation between Felicia, Mimi, Corey, and America got out. And Felicia finds out that Corey and America are telling everyone that it was Felicia and Mimi who pitched it, but it actually wasn't. And this kind of pisses her off, which it should piss her off. Like, obviously, it's a lie. But we know Felicia, she's not very good at, like, she's good at getting information.
She ain't gonna lay down.
She's not good at using it to her advantage in a way that that doesn't make people nervous. Yeah, she likes to blow up. And so she gets this info. She's pissed off about it. And we will discuss later what she decides to do with that information.
Nothing good. We'll let you know.
Yeah, but in true Julie fashion. But first, we have the POV. POV players, of course, are Cam, Mimi, Felicia, and then Matt gets chosen by Cam with house guest choice. Blue gets chosen by Mimi with house guest choice, and then America gets drawn randomly. I was glad that Felicia played this competition because I was ready for it to be so fucking funny. But aside from her totally failing at the end and like just walking out the front door, she was way.
Oh my God, I was dying. My mom started crying, laughing. We rewinded it and watched it. She goes, now wait a damn minute.
Wait a damn minute. I love her so much. She couldn't find the tunnel. But up until that point, she was doing really well. And I was like, okay, see, the military trained her for this. She is cool, calm, and collected under pressure. But she just couldn't find that goddamn fireplace tunnel. I was really hoping she was going to pull it out. Imagine if Felicia
you're not thinking like, oh, you're going to crawl. Like,
right, because I think they said like doorways. So she just kept looking for doors. Oh, the poor thing. When they were throwing the like exorcist images up in the house, when they do that shit, it cracks me up. Cerie's reaction was so funny. And Felicia being like, that shit don't scare me. That little girl don't scare me. She was like, I'm good. Yeah. I love it so much. Oh, too good, too good. I was so upset that Mimi was 23 seconds behind Cameron. If I were her, I would have been so upset seeing that.
20-something seconds behind.
Yeah. Ugh. And the fact that they did that in like 8 minutes, that seems so quick to me. When I was watching it, I was like, oh, they're probably the fastest time will probably be like 10 minutes at least.
I'll let you know this, like I would not be that fast.
Do you think, would it have scared you? Like, do you think you would have been jumpy?
I would have like when I go to haunted houses and stuff, I flinch, but I don't like make noise. Like I'm trying to,
you don't like scream or anything.
Like, no, not at all. Like I kind of just flinch because when I was younger, I would block my ears. Because it's not the visuals that scare me, it's the noise. And like even at home, like when I'm like moving dishes, like I'm putting dishes away, the noise of two of them hitting, like my eyes physically flinch. Not like Like, it's because of the noise. Like, if I look at them, it's fine.
Right.
But the noise, for some reason, it makes my eyes, like, I twitch, like, I flinch. So, like, all the time, I'm like, I know how to flinch or something. Like, I won't go, ah!
Yeah, but, I think, like, sometimes... I'm not a super jumpy person, but I definitely think I'd be on edge, mostly because it's dark. So you don't know what to expect. Like, it's not so much that it's loud. It's not so much that, like, it's scary images.
It's the whole situation.
Like, it's just that it's dark, and so you don't know
what to expect. You're in the dark. You don't know what's going there. They literally put them in the pressure cooker with snakes. I don't
right,
know what they put in
right.
here.
Imagine they put the snakes in, like, the bathtub or something. I thought America was... Did you hear America when she was going through, and she's like, I hope the hair is not in the bathtub. I thought she was about to get in it. I thought they were setting her up get in the bathtub. I was like, oh god. But yeah, I liked this competition a lot. I love when they do the ones that are, like, sponsored by the movies, because you can tell they have more budget. I was like, okay, they balled out on this one because they had extra budget for the movie. But yeah, I was really upset for Mimi because she beasted it and she still lost to Cameron by 23 seconds. And I was really hoping she was going to pull herself off the block. Corey probably would have went up in her place, but of course that didn't happen because Cam won yet another competition. Speaking of Corey, he, after the POV comp, he has that conversation on the hammock with Blue, talking about how he's targeting Cameron when Cameron literally just won the veto and you haven't done veto competition yet. I'm like, you're an idiot, right? Corey. Shut your mouth. Again, he's getting sloppy. Like, you can't tell somebody this when the POV meeting hasn't happened yet. Maybe wait until this guy's out of power.
For real. And, like, what really irks me is I used to love Corey. Like,
yeah.
I'd be like, root for him, root for him. And I'm having a very hard time right now rooting for him because he's being so sloppy. He's not thinking through his actions. And America's ego, and I think his ego internally, like, it's just getting out of hand.
I agree. And I hope it changes. Because I really like to root for the super fans. And I feel like they're the two, like, big super fans this season, aside from, like, maybe Mimi, RIP. But... yeah, it's getting harder and harder to root for them. I don't know.
Honestly, I think if Corey wants to really prove himself and show that he deserves to win, I think he needs to take America out.
Yeah, or, like, let someone else cut her so that he can be solo. I think, honestly, it'll be good for whoever goes first out of the two of them. It'll be good for the other person.
It'll be good for their game.
Yeah.
I agree.
Of course, Blue immediately takes this information to Cameron, not surprisingly, because she already was trying to pitch him to nominate Corey initially. And so she goes to Cam. And it's bad for her, too, because later in the following episode, Cameron tells Corey, like, Blue threw your name under the bus, which, again, good for Cameron. Like, he's pitting these two against each other so that in the event that either of them get power, they'll go after each other.
The episodes are really making good decisions.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly what Cameron does, is he brings the backdoor plan to Jag and Matt and is like, okay, what do you guys think? Matt was on board, Jag was not, which they showed in the episode, but on feeds, it was very heavily, like, Matt was kind of pushing for it. Jag was hell-bent on, like, no, we're not putting Corey up. And I don't think Corey knows this, but the reason that he's in the house right now is because Jag went so hard for him to stay and not be the replacement nominee. And that's
that
the
also
main
shocked
reason
me.
Why,
like,
Cameron
why
didn't
did he
do
feel
it.
Like, he wants Corey in the house? Is it because,
like, Corey in the house? Get it?
Corey in the house.
Sorry.
I don't know why he's fighting so hard for Corey to be there. I mean, I get he's a like another target, like ahead of Jed, but, like, they don't have, like, that close of a, you know?
I think because what they haven't really shown in the episodes too much is that while Matt and Jag have this new relationship with Cam, they also have an alliance, whether it's fake or not, with Corey, America, and Blue. So right now, for them, it makes the most sense to target, like, a Felicia, a Mimi, a Bowie, like, those people. So I think their thought process, or Jag's thought process, was, we should try to keep Corey in America before we try to keep Felicia or Mimi, because they at least
they're working
with us. And
that
so
makes sense.
Kind of a smart decision. Again, I think Jag probably didn't need to ride so hard for Corey, but he did.
That's why I was, like, a little confused, because I'm like, I get his thinking, but, like, he's, like, going ham. Like,
yeah, it was a little too much.
Know? That's why I was a little confused.
And that makes people suspicious too. So he's got to cool that a little bit. But Jag's messy, so we know that he's not the best at social game, that's for sure. They left the POV meeting on a cliffhanger and made us wait till the following episode, which was so nasty and so rude.
Rude.
But we picked it up in the following episode. Of course, Cameron doesn't use the POV, but we have to talk about Felicia's speech.
Oh, Lord. Speech, is that what you call it? What, annihilation?
One thing about Felicia, her speech is going to be top notch. She had her Heism speech where she's throwing people under the bus. And this time it was Corey in America. And listen, do I think it was the best?
This time Felicia's driving the bus.
Literally. This time, do I think it was the best move for her? Probably not. No. But I also think she knew, like, the writing's on the wall. I'm probably going to go home, so let me go ham.
I think if she did not do that, they would not have thought about, like, keeping her.
I mean, it worked. In the end, it worked out. Whether it was due to that speech or not, we know she stayed, obviously.
Agreed.
I, as a fan of Big Brother, love it when people do a speech that really throws people under the bus or talks more about the game versus like the stupid, like, we're all friends here, blah, 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 nothing personal. I hate those. I'm like, I hate that.
If it's somebody like really sweet who like actually does it, like, okay, whatever. But you only get one of those a season, all
right? Right. I don't need all the kumbaya bullshit. I need you to call somebody out, throw them under the bus, put the bus in reverse, back right over them. And that's what Felicia did. And I was so here for it. Oh my God. I was so excited. Then, of course, comes the America versus Felicia fight. What did you think?
Dun, dun. I thought that America looked dumb.
Yeah. I think America was really trying to have her rock star's daughter's birthday moment. Like, she was trying to be Brett and be like, you're lying. Like that's not true, but she was a little shaky with it. It came across like she was fibbing, and she was.
Yeah. I think people know that.
I liked that Felicia called her out for, like, riding Corey's coattails a little bit. Do I necessarily think that's the case? No, I think the two of them are both riding each other's coattails, but I liked that Felicia called it out.
I think it's because America hasn't made a move.
Right, exactly. I mean, neither has Corey, but neither of them had the opportunity to. Well, I guess he was HOH. So I guess he's done a little bit more.
I think it's because her stuff is all behind closed doors, whereas Corey had relationships with other people, and America wouldn't if it wasn't for Corey most of the time.
True.
Like, when does America go and make conversation with people outside of her and Corey? Like, not saying it doesn't happen, but it's not that often.
And also, I think if it weren't for Corey, she wouldn't still be here. Like, Jared wanted to target America. He made sure that didn't happen. Other people wanted to target America. He made sure that didn't happen. So,
yep.
You know what? Felicia's on to something. And America even admitted in her DR, she was like, nothing Felicia has said is a lie. But this is Big Brother, and I'm obviously not going to admit to it. So,
I mean, good for her for staying aground, but.
Yeah, no, I liked it on both ends. I was like, I love when people just lie and cheat and steal in this game. So it was fun to watch. I'm team chaos always. Always.
Amen. Same.
It also cracked me up that Corey was like, do you want to play pool? And Felicia was like,
you can go play pool. I don't play pool, Corey.
Yeah. Felicia was like, Corey, you just don't want to have a conversation in front of everyone because you want to be able to manipulate the truth. And he was like, me.
Because you can lie in a private conversation. That's what she said.
Yeah. And he was having his little, like, I don't want to do this anymore. But
he didn't even start. What do you mean anymore?
Well, because he had he's had the most public fights out of everybody, I think is what he meant. Like,
I don't blame him.
I don't want to do this again, basically. But listen, he's the common denominator. So there's got to be a reason he's getting into all these fights with people.
Well, Jared was a little bit of a loose cannon.
True facts. And he was the one lying in that situation too, but Corey was in the middle of it yet again.
I swear I don't love the drama. It loves me.
It loves me. That's Corey's tagline, Housewives tagline, if he was on Real Housewives.
Housewives. Well, it kind of is. She's prepping him.
Yeah. He's practicing, it's all. Felicia going up to Cam after and being like, so how bad did I blow my game? And he goes, it's blown.
What game?
He goes, what game? And she goes, what? He goes, what game? And she goes, this game. And he goes, oh, it's blown. So funny. People. Those two talking to each other, they're like such polar opposites. It always cracks me up. But right. Little did Cam know, her game was in fact not blown.
Dun dun. And he was the one who came up with it.
No, he wasn't. He wanted was it him to or go. Corey? No, it was Jag, Matt, and Bowie that talked about it first. And then they were like,
but remember someone brought it up. Oh, Corey.
It was Corey.
It
because they were like, oh, we want to do it, but we're not sure about Corey in America. We need their votes. And then they didn't even have to worry about it because Corey immediately picked up them. Yeah. Ugh. The way things work in the Big Brother house sometimes. So funny. I just love that this is the second time that Cameron has been absolutely certain that he was going to get Felicia out, and it's the second time that he has failed.
Right. Oh my God.
It's so fun to watch. It's like the most unlikely
scenarios happen.
Yeah, it's like what's the word I'm looking for? What's the word when like two people are against each other? Feud. There we go. It's the most unlikely feud, I feel like, between these two. Like, you told me day one that Cameron, Bertha, and Felicia were going to be fighting. I would have been like, hell no.
Yeah, right.
But here they are, like, feuding away. So yeah, this plan formulates, and I was so, so sad. I mean, listen, I love Felicia, but I did think it was her time, and I just wasn't ready for Mimi to go. And so it made me really sad.
I think Mimi had game to play.
Yeah, I think give Mimi another week or two, and I think, you know, she really would have turned up the heat. I mean, you saw it on her way out. Her speech was really compelling. Right, exactly. She was just waiting for the right moment, and I think that moment was coming for her. And you could see it on the way she went out. Her speech was really compelling. She swerved a couple people for the hugs. She threw some people under the bus on her way out. Like, that was the Mimi I wanted to see. And I feel like we didn't get that, which makes me really sad. Yeah. I'm happy for Felicia that she got to stay. And I think, you know, she did fight for it. Like, she campaigned pretty hard. They didn't really show it as much in the episode. But at the same time, I just was really sad to see Mimi go. I thought for sure Felicia was going. Rip. Her reaction to Julie telling her about Jared and Sari, the scream she scrumped was so loud. Right? The microphones were not prepared.
It was weird because she's the only one that was like really, really shocked. So
big,
far.
Big reaction. Yeah. Yep. So that was interesting to watch. I'm curious. Well, because now that's the last time we'll get to see that reveal until finale, because now they're going to jury.
I thought there was one more.
No, now it's jury. All those people made jury, aside from me.
You sure?
Yep. Because Julie went into the house and announced it to them. She was like,
I missed this part.
You must have. There was a little clip before the HOH where she was like, you've all made jury. Somebody in this room will win, like, this season of Big Brother. She did her little speech as her usual thing. It was lame. It was, you know, new age Julie doing her usual.
It was Bob thing. Julie.
Yeah, it was Bobbiana. Sorry, Robert.
Bob Energy. Bobbergy.
Big Bob Energy. Cut to the HOH competition, the Humiligram, where they had to pay attention to those Instagram photos. I would have sucked at this. The one question I was sure of, I was like, oh my gosh, the Hysum one, it had two hashtags and it said right once in the caption, and I was wrong. And I was like, dead convinced. I was like, it was three. And they're all putting these things up. I'm like, nope, they're wrong. And then Julie was like, it was four. I was like, well, I would have failed.
I'm always bad at those ones. I know. I like the finding it ones.
I want to know how long that they got, because I didn't really watch feeds that much last week, but I want to know how long they got to study and how many times they got to see the same photos.
I don't know.
Like, do you think they looped the same photos, or do you think they showed them two photos for like 5 minutes and then it was a break, and then they come back and show them two more and then a break?
At random times, I bet they looped.
Yeah. It's got to be, right? Like, give you time to kind of study them multiple times, you would think, right?
Oh, yeah. I think so.
It got down to the tiebreaker, and it was Felicia and Bowie Jane, and catch me in front of my TV rooting for Bowie Jane. Never thought I'd see the day, but there I was, hoping that she would win.
I'm still waiting to see the day. I think she's boring.
She is boring, but she pulled it out. I was shocked.
Good for her, though.
their guesses at the end though, so funny.
Oh my god, none of them were even remotely close.
First Bowie
600.
She put 27, and then right at the end, Julie was like, final answer, and she added a 6 to the front, which didn't even matter because Felicia put close to 50,000 on hers.
Oh, what the F?
Which Shauna and I realized that she just added an extra 0 to what she thought that it should be. So it was still like way, I still would have been way off. It would have been like half of the actual number. But she would have won if she had left the zero, the extra 0 off.
I feel like Bowie didn't really, I don't want to say deserve to win, but she didn't really prove herself because none of them were even remotely close.
I know. I mean, I will say that a lot of them got a lot of the questions right up until the very end. But yeah, Bowie pulled out the win. I was excited because I just don't know what she'll do. And I'm curious to see what she's going to do.
Right.
To be completely honest, I'm just glad that Cameron wasn't able to be HOH this week because I know he's probably going to be HOH next week. So I was glad for a change.
I'm waiting for Matt's HOH.
Oh my God, I know. Matt's due for sure. But I think he's in a good, in a good enough spot right now that he doesn't need to win.
Agreed.
An HOH. So we shall see. At the time of this recording, I do not know who Bowie's nominations are. So you'll have to wait until the next episode for that. I don't really think we have too many feed spoilers to chat through because I haven't really been watching feeds too much, and they did HOH in the episode, which they usually don't do. So I think that's all she wrote, unless you have anything else you wanted to mention.
Go Matt!
Go Matt! I'm rooting for Matt for a POV and the next HOH, and then every other competition until the end of the game, and then final two, he's going to win the whole thing.
If you had to pick one person that you think you would want to win, like if you saw, like if tomorrow they announced a winner and they did a competition, who do you want to win?
Matt. Final Amen. Answer.
Amen, sister.
I'll give you a ranking. I would want Matt. Hold on, let me pull up a picture of the house guests. I need to remind myself. Honestly, Mimi would have been the least on that and list. The most.
I'm assuming Cam.
Cam is my least. Honestly. Yeah, Cam, at this point, Cam is my least. If Jared was still there, I would have said Jared. Cam is my least, and Matt is my top. I think I would put Sari and Jared pretty low on my list for who I'd want to win.
Really? What you got against Sari?
Just Sari, I feel like, I don't know. We'll see what she does in the next couple weeks. I just feel like it'd be boring if she won. It's nothing against like her necessarily. I just feel like it would be boring if she won. Like kind of obvious, if that makes sense. And then Jag, I just feel like he plays kind of a messy game. I wouldn't be upset to see him win. I love Jag, but I don't know. He wouldn't be like someone I would think of as like who played a really good
really?
Game
You'd
this
pick
season.
Jag? You'd pick Blue over Jag?
I don't know. I need to see what Blue does in
the
next couple
weeks. I
think
I'm the opposite.
I think she's been playing better than Jag lately.
If I had to go right now, if I had to go right now based on their entire thing, I would say Jag first.
Honestly, I'd probably put them pretty even.
Yeah, they're about the same ballpark.
Right? And then America and Corey also, I feel like I would have put them high. A couple weeks ago, I probably would have put them higher. Now they're more around like Jag and Blue.
Agreed.
So basically, yeah, my only standout is Matt. I really want Matt to win it all.
You didn't even mention Felicia.
I just don't think Felicia's going to make it to that far, but if she does...
Yeah, I was like, she ain't even on the list.
If she does, I would root for her. Hell yeah. I love her.
I think my favorite would be Matt. I think least favorite would... Honestly, I think my least favorite would either be... For some reason, I'm not liking America.
Yeah, she's rubbing you the wrong way these
America,
days.
America... And I can agree with you where Sari would be boring, but I like her.
Yeah. So. I wouldn't be upset if she won. I just think it would be boring.
Yeah, I agree with that. And then
oh my God, we all forgot. We both forgot about Bowie too.
Oh shit, she's
winning.
At the bottom too.
Yeah, she ain't winning.
I don't care for her to win. She's boring.
Yeah.
Nobody told me the vote. Relax.
I mean, she's had a couple moments, though, that have made me laugh. She's had a couple one-liners that kind of...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you have a good game.
Oh, no. Definitely.
I could be hysterical, but I could be crap at the game.
She's playing a very ditzy game. We'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's all she wrote. Go Matt.
Go Matt. Go Matt. Go, yeah. Go Matt. Mm-hmm. So, girlfriend.
One thing I can talk about from Veeds, it was Bowie's birthday. And
oh, yeah, they didn't even talk about that. I saw that on, I think it was Instagram or something. They had a picture of her with cake.
Yeah. So they've had so many birthdays this season. I feel like almost every single house guest's birthday falls like during the season, which is crazy. But obviously, she's lying about her age. So there were so many funny tweets being like, so is how many times is Felicia or how many times is Bowie gonna slip up and say she's 45 instead of, or 46 instead of 36 or something like that?
But so how old is she?
She's actually 46, but she's telling people she's 10 years younger.
I don't think that would do anything to her game, to be honest.
No, that's what I said from the beginning. I'm like, there's no reason for this. But, and they already know that she's lying. Like, most of them already are like, there's no way she's that age she says she is.
Nah.
Yeah. Izzy said it. Felicia and Saree have said it. They all have figured it out. And then I think Saree asked her, like, oh, Bowie, like, what's like one thing or what's one thing you learned in your 35th year? And she was like, honestly, I can't remember. And everybody on Twitter was joking. I was like, yeah, that's because it was fucking 10 years ago. And they all think it was like last year. So, oh
my God.
Anyways, happy birthday, Bowie. Congrats on your HOH. Please get out, Cameron. Signed.
Please get out. No, don't get out, Cam. Freaking America, please. I think that'd be lit.
If she got out of America.
Bowie's HOH. She got out of America. Who would have seen that coming?
Honestly, I could see Bowie taking a big shot. We'll see. We'll see.
You never know.
That's a wrap on this episode. To join in on the discussion, use the hashtag OBrotherPodcast on social media. And you can find me at It's Me Bree Lee everywhere. Thanks for listening. Bye.